What I've read this preaching, the Lord laid this thought on my mind a couple of weeks ago, and it's been preached already tonight. It has. I'm just going to throw a little mustard on it, what the Lord's given me. But it's awesome. And it talks about, you know, I think about our ultimate goal as Christians, and I was thinking about all we got to go through from right now, this very minute, till that day we enter in. And that was the topics. And like I said, I read the Sunday school lesson. It was about the trials and tribulations we go through. I think a lot about each and every one of us, the things that we don't share with one another that you don't know about. But we all have these struggles and trials. I'm just going to pray because I'll forget. To glorify you as best we can, Lord, to know that you are God and in control, and know that you love us, and you sent your Son to die for us. Lord, we just praise you for that right now, Lord, and we ask that the Holy Spirit will move upon each and every one of our hearts here this evening, Lord, to receive the message you have for us, Lord, to control every thought and every word here, to touch their hearts and lives as only you can. Again, I ask for you to forgive me, get this fleshly man out of the way, Lord. May the Holy Spirit just take charge, and may the words flow freely from my lips. These favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Debbie touched on, you know, our weekend with Mom. I entered her 5 years old. We went in this place, and 10 and under got in free. I said, does 105-year-old women get any discount? No, they wouldn't give her that. And she never hit me at all. She never said much about it. But Debbie touched on what we experienced yesterday with this little fellow. Here's another opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, he, you know, and me, oblivious to what he's doing there. You know, yeah. But you know, he's talking to his mom in the middle of the night and all this. But we decided we would wear him out. I said, I'm going to wear him out Saturday. Well, I got up and went fishing myself at daylight for a little while there, waiting on me, chomping at the bit, ready to go. I come back in 9:30, and they're all still asleep. Every one of them was. But anyways, we decided to take him to the trout hatchery, which is close to the camper. There's a cave nearby, and some of you guys know about it. There's a tower way high on at Bear Haven. Bear Heaven. And I was going to take him fishing, okay? And he likes to fish. He doesn't get to go much. And in fact, I bought him a pole 2 years ago, and they couldn't find it. So we had to get him another pole. So anyways, this is where it started. But I'm going to read a scripture real quick here. I run across just like Tuesday or Wednesday this week. And it's John chapter 6, verse 27. Says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Up in this and this and this, when our motives is to be laid up treasures in heaven, as well as getting caught up in the struggles of this life, getting caught up, you know, forgetting our focus. You know, our focus, you've got that comfort and peace inside, whether you know it or not. You've accepted love and peace inside that only God can give, that God can get us through all these trials of life. Okay? To my attention this week, at work, it's kind of been kind of a hassle, and I've let it get under my skin a little bit. Well, there's a guy that works in quality, and he comes out, and he's a Christian, and we'll communicate once in a while. We'll that and this and that, and yah, 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 yah. Nothing encouraging, you know, very discouraged over the way things are going. Man, after he left, it's like, what'd I just do? What'd I just do? I thought, man. So the next day comes out, and I apologize right off. I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond imagination. I have a wife that loves me and whom I love. I got good kids. I have a job. I'm not hungry. I'm not sick. And I said, and I apologize for what I've done. I said, God, give me something inside to get me through this struggle right here, which means absolutely nothing. That going on out. And I let it get back to this stage from here to heaven. And I was thinking about, you know, those a lifeline. It's a spiritually, it's a flat line to heaven. And in our lives, you look at this. You know, and if we get caught up in that, we're miserable, we're happy. And that brought me to the trout hatchery. Okay, you ever been to a hatchery? You guys have. I know you have. You ever been to a hatchery? They start out with the fingerlings, they call them. It's the little ones, the newborns, whatever. And at the hatchery, they got like two runs, probably 100, 150 yards long, wouldn't you say, Ron? And they have different stages. And you start at the upper end, and there's the ones we like. You know, Big Daddy. They're the ones that made it to the little fellas. And as I was walking through there, it's like their only motivation in their life is to live. When you could walk by and wave your hand, here they'd come. They'd think you're feeding. That is their only motivation. I got to think about life of people. You know what? What's to live eternally with Jesus Christ? The world teaches that to live till you die, and they don't believe anything beyond that. But we're talking Christians tonight, right? I ask the Lord for something encouraging that'll encourage each and every one of you and encourage my walk and encourage our pastor who encourages us all the time. He needs us to encourage him. But anyways, back to the trout a little bit. Once in a while, there'd be a little another block that'd be empty, but there'd be one in there by itself. He got out of it. Or you'd see one, but the point of to the end, their whole life cycle is, you can watch it right there. Okay, and their goal is to live. Their goal is not to get out of there. They don't know that. So that got me to think. Then we went in the cave. And a little fella, never been in a cave. Oh, I'll be afraid. We took lights and me and Debbie, you know, at all. You know, we're feeling it now. Rocks are slick and it's wet and cold and we had our good stuff on. But we got him in there, and he was, man, I like this. I could do this again. But my thought of that cave, that darkness, was the lowest point there. Like, we're down in the darkness. We're at the bottom of the well. Yeah. And, yeah, and we've all been there. And as far as stay focused. So then we left there. We come out from under the ground. We come out of the darkness. We come out of the depths. We got in the car and we drove to the top of the mountain. And we climbed up on that tower. And he was just in total awe of what he was seeing. And he has one of those cameras. He's, you know, it's going to go click, 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 or whatever. Like, what is that? Continue. And we got to talking about the magnificence of what God has created, what he could see. Because on the way up the mountain, he said, man, the mountaintops are just above eye level. I said, you wait a little bit, and those mountaintops will be below eye level. And he was very impressed with that. And that, in our life journey. And I'll tell you right now, I worked really hard on not rehearsing this. I think I messed God up what he's wanting when I rehearse it. So I told Debbie, you know, I went in there and I looked at words. I wrote some things down, but I said, I don't know how it's going to go. And of course she said, it'll go fine, which, and she was nervous as a cat, you know, but it went 100% perfect. When your heart is humble, fall on your face and you think you're going, if you're doing it for the Lord, it'll be right. Well, I was sitting back there earlier and I was thinking about when we were singing them songs. I was thinking about Grandpa Charlie and my dad. Those two fellas couldn't sing a lick. But they could walk the aisles shouting songs, the hymnals. And you know what God heard? God heard a beautiful noise. Make a beautiful noise to the Lord. So, the key to this whole thing is our stages in life that we're going through. Okay. The tower, the high points. So we come off and he really wants to go fishing. We come to him either. So we got him rigged up, and I went and got mealworms, hoping red eye, just anything. And we're over there fishing, and you know, my plan was, he's probably not going to get a trout, you know. But he practiced casting there for a while, because we got him a spinning reel, and he always had he had work, but he picked that up pretty quick. And he fires at the hook, and I thought, man, he got him a chub. He got that thing in, and it was a 12-inch brown trout. Yeah! You talk about somebody excited. Because it was a trout, that little fella caught his first trout. Yeah, I was just about beyond myself. And I'm thinking, that's the ultimate goal right there. We had great joy, great enthusiasm, great excitement in that minute, at the end of our day. And that was the end of our adventure. And that's like in our lives. All we go through, the lows, the highs, we reach the ultimate pinnacle. Revelations 21:3-7. And this is awesome. This is what it's all about, what I'm going to read right here, y'all. 21:3-7. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Each and every word that you're hearing right now, he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their. I mean, you know how we get when we feel the moving of the Holy Spirit, like he was talking about this morning, like been in this service to see, and you know, like, yes. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. Those times we spend in the cave, the sicknesses that we suffer with, the death experiences that we have in our family. Everybody's had a hard time with a death in the family. Christian or not, it's hard. But what makes it, I hate to say that word, wished. But when my dad died, was the lowest point in my life to this point. I could rejoice that I did. I could rejoice. Yeah, we're sad that void's there. But like, he didn't go. And that's powerful right there. And God shall wipe away all the tears from my eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. What we are living in right now is passed away. We'll be in the presence of the Lord, the creator of everything, the perfect with God. Yeah. All things new. All things new. These old bodies that's breaking down on us, that's giving up on us, that the world thinks we got to depend on, thinks going to carry us on forever, that breaks down every day. We don't know what's next. We don't have no guarantee of tomorrow. We all probably got a plan in our heads what we're going to do tomorrow, and that may not even be close to God's plan for your life. Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true. Me, I am, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be my son. Relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Savior, right now. We know that. We feel that. But it's going to be more personal. It's going to be more personal. And I've reached my goal. So if you need encouragement tonight, you got something on your heart, you can get through it. He will put no more on you than you can bear. And I had wrote down Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's in every aspect of our lives. If you're a Christian, that is a promise to you. You know, that south rest, but God's word, it's intended for every Christian there is, that we can do everything that's set before us. Everything. I can't do that. Yes, you can. I can't teach that class. Yes, you can. If God calls you to do it, he won't send you out. Somebody, he'll give you the words. And he'll be there before you get there. He will. He will. So if you want to come and get a song, Belinda, and you got something on your heart this evening, and you got something to add to the sermon, because that's powerful. That's encouraging. I think of Ron's testimony. He accepted responsibility for the message that he heard. And we all got to do that. If that message is for you, respond. I can do all things through